It's the Happy Families Podcast. It's the podcast for the time-poor parent who just wants answers now.
To see them go into the school playground this year with an added level of confidence, knowing what to expect, was just so heartening.
And now here's the stars of our show, my mum and dad.
Every Friday on the Happy Families Podcast, me, Dr. Justin Coulson, and Kylie, that's you.
Me?
Yes, you. Talk about what's going well. Took you by surprise, huh? And what's not. It's called I'll Do Better Tomorrow. It's our opportunity to reflect and be intentional about parents. But before we get there, Kylie, I want to share with you some news that's popped up on the Axios News channel that I think is going to be revelatory. Revelatory? Is it revelatory? Revelatory. I knew I said it wrong. Revelatory for parents around the world who love Marie Kondo. Do you like Marie Kondo?
Who is she?
Marie Kondo. Marie Kondo is the...
Is she the minimalist?
Yeah, the minimalist. Make the house perfect, keep everything looking immaculate person. The person who is responsible for more stress of mothers around the world than perhaps anyone else because her houses are immaculate and her designs are stunning and everyone says, I want my house to look like that. She is the one with the Instagram that everyone goes, oh, like housekeeping goals, Marie Kondo.
Yeah, that's why I stay away from her.
Okay, so she's in the news this past week. This is from January 28, 2023 on Axios. The article says, don't feel too bad if your place is a little cluttered. Even Marie Kondo's house is looking less than spotless these days.
She just had a baby.
The famed author of The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up admittedly doesn't have much time anymore for organising, especially after she had her third child. I love this. She says, and I direct quote here, my home is messy. But the way I'm spending my time is the right way for me at this time, at this stage of my life, close quote.
Look, just to be very clear, I'm going to make a huge assumption here knowing you the way I do. You are not making fun of Marie Kondo and her expectations of what was feasible. What happens is as our lives develop and change.
Yeah, and as we have kids.
Our perspective and the things that are important change.
Yeah.
And number three, it was a, she's living our life.
So another quote from her, she said, up until now, I was a professional tidier. So I did my best to keep my home tidy at all times. I've kind of given up on that in a good way for me. Now I realize what is important to me is enjoying spending time with my children at home. It makes me almost want to cry in both ways because I recognize the joy of, what are we doing when we focus so much on worshipping the God of clean surfaces and having everything spotless and spick and span? The amount of stress and anxiety and trauma that we inflict on our family. And I love that she's recognizing now's not the time, but I'm also hating it and wanting to cry because I think of how much pain so many parents have been through as they're trying to live up to an exceptional and completely unnecessary standard because they've seen it on Instagram and it's aspirational. So anyway, that was my parenting in the news this week. Marie Kondo has given up on keeping her home tidy. I just had to share that because I think these things matter. Now, back to the subject of today, Kylie. I'll do better tomorrow. This is a bit like I said, where we get intentional about how we're doing, what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, what we want to do better tomorrow. And I'm guessing that you're not going to talk about housework, although wouldn't it be great if you did? What do you want to do better tomorrow? What's your intentional reflection and recognition of the week that was?
I'm letting out a massive sigh of relief after the beginning of the school year.
Yeah.
It has been just such a joy.
To see the kids at school.
I shouldn't say that, but yes, it has been such a joy to see the kids go off to school.
Can I tell you what I haven't enjoyed though? I know that you're halfway through something, but we've got these two big kids that are at home now because they've finished school. And they're not working in the daytime and it's driving me up the wall. Every time I turn around, I was like, oh, you're still here. Oh.
Well, uni will start soon enough.
And we've got a daughter who's about to leave, which is great.
But what I'm more excited about is looking back on last year, and while there were so many positive changes that took place in our lives, there was still so much upheaval and change for our family and for our children specifically.
Yes.
And
yes.
And while so much of it, like I said, was good, it was hard. It was a hard year for them. And to see them go into the school playground this year with an added level of confidence, knowing what to expect and knowing who their friends are and where's the safe space for them was just so heartening. And to have had a year of unbelievable school refusal, and on day two to have Miss A come home and literally say to me as she jumped in the car, "I love school." I was like, where is my child?
Yeah.
Where is my child? Because this is not the child that I had dealt with for nearly 12 months last year. It was really, really hard. And I recognize we're in the honeymoon phase of the year and that it could all go pear-shape the next day, the next week, next month. But I am going to revel in this moment where I have a child who feels so safe and secure in her space that she's excited to go to school.
It's probably worth highlighting for those who are listening for the first time or who are reasonably new. Before we moved to the coast, and we've been here for about a year now, we were in Brisbane for 5 years, and the kids had four schools in that 5 years because we just couldn't quite get the formula right. And there was a lot of upheaval. So moving here, that sort of continued. And this idea that you've mentioned that the kids are finally settling into the stability, the consistency, the routine, they know where they should be, they know what's going on, and the school refusal across the board. I mean, we had three kids who hated school. We ended up giving our one of our older daughters every Friday off just as a mental health day every week so that she could get through the end of term four. It really has been a big shift. It's been a beautiful, really helpful shift.
Well, and I think it's just a wonderful reminder that when change takes place, it takes time. And so often we want that instant fix. We want that instant positive shift that we're looking for or craving for or whatever. But the reality is all of those changes, it takes time for it to become an automatic safe space. And we're seeing the fruits of having a year of stability and calm and a recognition and knowledge of where we're headed.
Probably worth mentioning at this point as well, many families will still be struggling with school refusal, kids that don't want to be there, even though they've been stable and had the calm that we're now starting to experience. At the end of this month, on Monday night, the 27th of Feb, I'm running a webinar called How to Help When School Sucks. So if you've got kids who really are struggling, if you're dealing with school refusal and challenges associated with big emotions around school, join us for that webinar. You can get all the information on our happyfamilies.com.au website or on our Facebook page, or if you're a Happy Families member, it's included in your membership. All of our monthly webinars are a part of the package when you sign up to become a Happy Families member. So How to Help When School Sucks is coming up on Monday, the 27th of Feb, and it might be worth checking out. So you're older, better tomorrow. The take-home message around this really is?
I think it really is just a recognition that it takes time. And if we can just appreciate that we're not always going to be in the hard space that we find ourselves in and accept it for what it is, that with time and patience and care, we actually can move through and, you know, start to reach the peak of life again. And right now, Miss M's in a peak and I'm loving every minute of it.
It's the Happy Families podcast, the podcast for the time poor parent who just wants answers now. Today, it's I'll do better tomorrow. And my reflection this week, Kylie, as I pause and talk about what's going on, I want to celebrate a really big success. And I have been talking about this a fair bit over the last little while on the podcast, but I'm so darn excited about it that I want to talk about it again. At the start of the summer holidays, I made a decision after talking with you and the kids. We've got two kids who have made up their mind that they really do want to do something about their health, their fitness, their well-being, and they decided that running was how they wanted to do that. We live a K from the beach and they want to be able to run to the beach and run home. They want to be able to do well in cross country. They just want to be able to feel good in their bodies and get their bodies really moving. And our 15-year-old daughter has decided she wants to be able to run a half marathon by the end of the year. But she wanted to be able to run 5Ks by the end of the school holidays. And our grade 8 daughter, she just wants to be able to run the 3Ks so that she can actually compete in the cross country that's coming up soon. So I've been working really, really hard with them. I pulled up the stats from their first run with me, Kylie, and we did a little over 4Ks. The first kilometre was 10 minutes. And then the next three were all around about 8 to 8.5 minutes. I mean, this was slow and hard and painful
for you,
and there was so much whinging. Well, so bear in mind, I'll if I go for a run, I run around about a 4-minute 15K. So if I'm running at 4:15 and they're running at 8.5 minutes, they're literally half the pace that I'm running at, which means that I'm walking. I mean, it's painful. But I've persisted with them and they've run at least 3 times every week since then. And I told them by the end of the holidays they'd be able to run 5Ks. Well, this week, our 15-year-old daughter went for a run with me earlier this week and she ran 4.8 Ks. She ran the whole way, maybe a 200-meter walk in the middle while she caught a breath and just sort of recovered a little bit. But she ran 4.8 Ks and she did it around about 7 minutes a K, a little under 7 minutes for most of them, somewhere around that 6:50 range. And I'm looking at this kid and I'm going, you have gone from being unable to run to the end of the street. I mean, literally. And the run, if you were to see this kid running, it was not running. It wasn't even jogging. It was shuffling. And she has gone from literally not being able to run to running 4.8 Ks at an average of 7 minutes a K. She ran the 5 Ks in 35 minutes. And I'm just flipping out. I'm going, this is unbelievably good. Her little sister, the 12-year-old, she's doing great as well. And she's actually running a little bit faster, but she doesn't quite have the same stamina. She's not quite getting the distance. And the most exciting thing is these two kids sat down with me on the weekend and you were there and you're committed but not committed. But I'm going to say that you're committed. Our 15-year-old's decided she's going to run the Noosa 10K and the 12-year-old said she's going to run the Noosa 5K. And you're going to run the Noosa...
I might be the support crew. I'm not sure yet.
You're going to run the Noosa 5 or 10K. We're not sure yet. And I'm going to run whichever one you're not running so that each of us can run with one of the kids. And I'm just so excited to see them develop a level of competence that 4, 5, 6 weeks ago, they did not have. And
they also didn't believe they could do.
And that leads on to the next thing. Now we're starting to talk about, well, how do we get you to run that same 5Ks at 6 minutes a K? And how do we stretch it from 5Ks to 7Ks to 10Ks? We've got until May for this daughter who's just run 5Ks to push it out to 10. I mean, 10Ks is a long run. And she wants to bring it down. She wants to be able to do the 10Ks in under an hour. So this is, for me, I'm just loving seeing the change. I'm loving seeing the shift. And what I'm loving seeing most of all is these kids saying, I can't, I can't, I can't. And I keep teaching them can't means don't want to. And I keep teaching them that pain is temporary and having all of these little motivational talks with them as they're running and they're crying and they're saying, I can't do it. I can't. But they are doing it. They're doing it. And I love this thing. We can do hard things. I'm so excited for it. So that's my I'll Do Better Tomorrow. I don't feel bad that I haven't ridden my bike for 6 weeks. I don't feel bad that I spent all that money on that bike a year ago, year and a half ago, and I haven't ridden it for a long time. And who knows when I'll ride it again. I miss bike riding a little bit, but what I'm getting instead of bike riding is so much more valuable. It's like Marie Kondo. It's nice to have a tidy house, but it's much nicer to have the time with the kids. For me, it's nice to be able to go for a big bike ride, but it's much nicer to see the kids running 3, 4, 5, and hopefully soon 10 Ks. Boom, and we've gone full circle on the podcast. How do you like that? So I'll do better tomorrow. We really hope that this has been a little bit of inspo for you in the way that you interact with your family across the weekend and next week. Thanks so much for listening to the Happy Families podcast. We appreciate that you choose to spend your time with us. We know that you've got so many things that you could choose to do and you're here with us. So we hope that it's adding value and inspiration for your family in your life. The Happy Families podcast is produced by Justin Rulon from Bridge Media. Craig Bruce is our executive producer. And if you would like more information about how to make your family happier, please visit us at happyfamilies.com.au. Oh, one more thing. If you don't mind, jump onto Apple Podcasts if that's where you're listening and leave us a review. Your reviews make our podcast more visible to other people so that they can make their families happier and they can be inspired and we can make the world a better place and sunshine and rainbows and unicorns. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again on Monday.